Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, IdeaPod co-founder Justin Brown.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guests, Simone Cello and Marco Sonzini. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
See, I see that Mark has learned how to say all the Italian names since we, with Filippo Voltaggio and all the other Italian guests we've had. And today is very special because we have our friend Simone Cello here and a new friend, Marco Sonzini. And I believe what will be a new friend. Well, Mark, you already have decided that you all are friends, and
absolutely
with Justin Settled. Justin Brown. So that's really exciting. You know, it's interesting. Speaking of friends, I took a friend of mine this weekend to go hear a symphony orchestra, and I'm not going to say what symphony orchestra it is because I don't want anybody to think that in any way I'm going to put it down. Because on the contrary, it was something extremely special. Here was an orchestra, and the first half of the concert was conducted by a 94-year-old conductor who had been conducting that orchestra for 63 years. Actually, he founded it. And it was so amazing that his son was sitting on the floor next to him while he was conducting so he could turn his pages. And it was an emotional experience, and this was his last performance. And the orchestra played well, and all was great. And at intermission, I turned to my friend and I said, "You know, that was nice, but we're here to hear the next conductor, who's the baton's being passed on to him." And I said, "So, do you mind if we stay?" Because I could tell she had had enough. And frankly, so had I. I mean, it was nice. It was emotional. It was a wonderful, amazing experience. But musically, it left a lot to be desired. And the music was good and it was upbeat and all that. But it just was okay. And it just was okay. So after, at intermission, actually, I saw the friend of mine who the baton was being passed on to in the foyer. And I went up to him and I said, "Hey, congratulations." And he said, "Yeah, you know, I'm trying to think of what I can do with this orchestra. I've got some ideas and we need to talk. We should talk because, you know, maybe you could use your voice or something. We could do something." And I'm like, "Yeah, we could do something." And I said, "Okay, well, you got to go get ready and I'll see you later." We sat down, my friend and I, and this conductor comes out. And within four notes, literally four notes, I turned to my friend and she turned to me and we both said, "Oh my God." It was like listening to a completely different orchestra. Completely different. Everything came literally alive. And I'm not putting down what we had experienced before, but what it made me think of was, this is like life. I mean, like, our cells know what they're doing and they're good at it, and our body knows what it can do and it's good at it, just like every musician there. They all could step up and do some amazing musical piece. But it's, what is our brain telling ourselves to do? What is our brain saying our life is? And if that conductor that's conducting our life is older or feeling older or not all there or upset or disillusioned with life or running out of ideas, then that's what life is going to sound like, is going to look like. And if that conductor instead is saying, "I'm trying to think of new things to do with this orchestra and how to make it different and more exciting," That's what you're going to get out of those very same musicians, out of those very same employees, out of those very same cells in your body, out of that very same life that you are living in right now. There. I think I've said it. We'll be right back with more of the show. I had to get that out after this on the Life Changes Show.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
I feel so much better after saying that. I've been holding it in this whole weekend. So I'm sitting here. I'm Filippo Voltaggio with Mark Lejeune, who I'm sure has nothing to say on the subject.
Nothing to say.
Didn't resonate at all with you.
Not in the least. Not in the least. How powerful is that? And there's so many stories. I mean, I don't even know where to start because there's so many memories that you conjured up when I would think of one way or the other, either somebody that stepped in and was in that state, in that inspired state, or somebody that stepped in and wasn't.
And went the exact opposite direction.
And how quickly that type of leadership can be effective in both directions.
Mm.
That type of inspired or not inspired leadership.
Nice. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Indeed.
Well, and if you had something to say, I wonder what it would have sounded like.
I wonder. I'll have to think of some ideas.
Well, I know somebody who has a lot to say, and that's pretty funny, Mark. I'll have to think of some ideas because our show today is Your Ideas Are Your Creation, or Creations. And our guest is the co-founder of Idea Pod. We're going to learn more about that. But that's a social media platform for sharing and growing ideas. Imagine that. Our guest is Justin Brown. Happy to have you here. Welcome, Justin, to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
And it did not resonate with you at all either, right?
That was an amazing monologue to begin with. What it conjured up for me as I was listening to you was, as you said, I'm one of the founders of IdeaPod, an idea sharing platform. So we've had over 10,000 ideas that have been shared on IdeaPod. I think a lot about the
already?
Yeah.
It just launched.
We launched a year ago on the website, which has grown a fair bit over the last 12 months, but the app just came out.
It's been a busy night.
Yeah.
So you were saying.
So it's been around a while, and I've thought a lot about the expression of ideas. And one thing that really came to mind is the importance of the people we surround ourselves with.
Mm.
And it's not just about creating that state of mind in yourself, but it's about creating an environment that actually shifts you over time.
Mm.
And I think we all know it, but we become a lot more like the people that we regularly spend time with. So in terms of me and the journey of creating IdeaPod and getting to this point, I've been very conscious about surrounding myself with very positive people that are regularly inspired, that try to create changes in their own lives.
Mm.
And that's had a huge impact on me
in
terms of how I express my own ideas.
So I said that at intermission, I saw the conductor that was going to be taking over the second half, right? And he said, I'm trying to think of, so that tells me that he doesn't have all the answers yet. You, on the other hand, you knew how to do everything when you started your business, right, Justin?
I think the point is actually that I didn't, and that's why you surround yourself with amazing, inspiring people. I was speaking to a really close friend a few days ago, and he asked me, Justin, if you could have, from the point when you started IdeaPod 3.5 years ago, so I quit a PhD and got started with this, left that all behind, and it was very risky.
Wait, you quit the PhD?
Yeah,
because who needs that?
Yeah, yeah.
When you had a big business to start up,
so you got a P and a part of an H.
Yeah, I got the
perfect
part. I just didn't get to the D.
It's good to be different. That's why we're here.
So we should have mentioned that Justin Brown, yeah. Okay, so you quit the PhD.
So I quit the PhD, and it's been a very
long... which was paid for, by the way, right?
By the European Commission.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was a...
way to make friends.
Yeah. It was a fully funded, doctoral program. I got halfway through, funded by the European Commission between England and Brussels, studying international political economy. But halfway through, I just got so frustrated with the state of academia and academics having amazing ideas to share, but it being trapped inside academic journals. Mm. And so I, wanted to create a platform for academics to express ideas with a broader public. So that was the beginning of IdeaPod. Wow. But cutting through to what I was saying before, I was catching
up. Went really deep there.
Thank you.
So I was talking to a friend a couple of days ago, and he said, Justin, if you could have seen from the beginning all of the hardships you were going to go through, would you ever have done it? I said, absolutely not.
No. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. So I think that ignorance was bliss in the beginning. Mm. And there's a great quote by Goethe. I can't paraphrase the whole thing, but, it says the boldness has genius and magic in it, because whenever you get that surge, that drive to do something, to create something, just begin it, even if you don't really know what it is you're creating or how to do it.
Especially if you don't know what you're creating, I think.
I think that's kind of the point. It means that you're really surfing on the edge of what's possible, and that's when the best creations really come.
The irony of this conversation is that we're talking about an idea that you had, that to create a place for ideas.
Yeah, it's very meta. But it's true, because from the beginning, it was this surge of passion and wanting to create a platform that didn't exist. Mm-hmm. And so I had a whole set of ideas along with my co-founder, Mark Backus, one of my best friends from high school 20 years ago. So we both had all of this passion and wanted to create it. And definitely the process of creating IdeaPod over a number of years has informed the design of IdeaPod so that other people can experience what we've experienced. And we're trying to kind of accelerate the process so they come in, share an idea, and then bang, things happen fast.
Wow. I'm glad you mentioned Mark, actually, who we know was supposed to be here. As a matter of fact, that is his mic. Already all set up.
He's here in spirit for sure.
So, Mark, your mic is here, but he's in Australia. He had to leave for Australia. So, now your accent is Australian, but you keep talking about England. That confuses some people. I just have to say.
Yeah. I'm Australian from Melbourne.
How does this happen? What you went to England for what?
Well, I actually moved to Poland 10 years ago.
Oh, that explains it.
That's what the accent is. It's a Polish accent.
I went to study in Poland here at the University of Wrocław, and I did a year at the London School of Economics studying economic history. And that was also funded by the European Commission, a great scholarship program studying international politics, economic history. Then I became a management consultant. So I was working in out of London and Dusseldorf, two places where I lived, working in Russia in the Arctic, in an underground coal mine, also in Mozambique in a mineral sands mine.
Get out.
Yeah.
This is the curriculum to get a
that's degree. How you get a
Yeah, I was doing organizational restructuring programs with mining companies and also in the financial services industry during the financial crisis. And I had a lot of passion for international politics. I started a PhD in that.
Okay. So
in England.
In England, yeah. Right. That's how we got to England.
Yeah, we got from Poland to London to England.
From Melbourne originally. And we have a dear friend in Melbourne, actually.
We have a number of them. Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. Tracy Bartman. We have to go to a break. But just real quickly, unless you've discovered the fountain of youth or something, you look really young compared to everything that you just
that
said.
That was one of his ideas.
I
have an idea. I'm just not going to age.
So, I mean, like, are you like, did you go to Mozambique for a minute
it was like a 6 month project in Mozambique, a 3 month project in the Arctic, the top of Russia.
But still.
Yeah. I was consultant for three and a half years.
Well,
PhD, yeah.
All right. Yeah. So you didn't discover the fountain of youth.
No.
Oh, darn. Okay, I thought maybe because that's was, yeah. Well, that's another business. Yeah. Let's throw that into IdeaPod and let's see what we get. Yeah. And actually, let's talk about when we come back what how we could throw things into IdeaPod, IdeaPod.com, or there's the app that's currently available as of just a couple of days.
That's right, yeah.
On for iPhone only. Ooh.
Wow.
But I know...
Coming soon on Android.
Coming so soon. Okay.
If you want to share ideas with me, Filippo.
All right, we'll be right back with our guest Justin Brown a little later on. Music by Simone Cello and Marco Sonzini. All on the Life Changes Show right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic. And The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him, then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down, I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with our co-host Mark Lejeure and our guest Justin Brown. Who? How did we meet Justin Brown?
Yeah, I wanted to give a shout out to our dear friend Tim Powers, who made it very clear. He said, "You have to meet these guys."
He had an idea.
He had an idea. He said, "I have a great idea." He said, "You have to meet my new friends," and here we are.
Well, thank you, and
thank you, Tim.
Yes. So we have an idea. Now what do we do?
So you feel that surge of inspiration, you know, that aha moment that just kind of rushes through you. And I think whenever we express it with a group of like-minded people, that's when it gets a lot more energy and momentum and we start to create from the ideas that we share.
Mm-hmm. And so you have created an app and on the website where people can then, after they have that surge,
mm-hmm.
do what with it?
So on IdeaPod, you go to IdeaPod.com, create a user profile similar to how you would on Twitter or Facebook. You can then express ideas limited to 1,000 characters. So it's kind of one or two short paragraphs. And we've designed it this way so that you communicate the substance of what it is
right
that you
away.
Want to share while also being limited by constraint so that it pushes you into a conversation with others and people get to respond and help build upon the idea with you. So it's a very collaborative endeavor. People have described IdeaPod as microblogging. So it's you know, somewhere between Twitter and longer form blogs. Users can also relate ideas to each other. That's how you find out about new ideas from others that are related to what you're doing. There's a lot of conversation, community on IdeaPod. And now we've just launched a mobile app on iPhone for expressing ideas in 40-second videos. So if you download the app, you can share your 40-second video ideas, save them in a gallery just for yourself so it can be like a journal, you know, keep your best ideas there. And if you want to share an idea out to ideapod.com, you push it out to the website, which is where the conversation happens. within a few months, we'll have the full functionality from the website on the app when we also release it on Android.
You know, Justin, this might not be a fair question. I don't know if you have had any thought on this. We haven't talked about it, but I'm going to throw it out. But what came to me is you and I were talking before the show about something we've been doing for a while, and then just recently, well, like 7 years for a while, this show, for example, and then just recently we've seen something pop up that looks a lot like everything we've been saying, you know, and you know, we know these people, so chances are they got the idea from us and not know that they did, right? On the other hand, it just seems like ideas around certain things are popping up more and more. So is there like something happening where people are getting ideas, the same ideas? Like, do you know anything about that?
I mean, studies have been done in history about some of the great innovations, like whether it's the printing press or the steam engine or whatever it is that very powerfully advances society. And I think there's a bit of a myth about the lone genius that launches an innovation.
Mm.
And studies have been done that say that, you know, the person that came up with the steam engine, actually there were many people that had very similar ideas to the steam engine, but it was a unique configuration of that idea combined with others that came about at the right time. Often an entrepreneur gets involved that can really push it forward.
Mm.
But the point is that people come up with ideas at similar times. And I think that's what's happening at the moment in many different pockets of areas. And the reason is that we're human beings. We're driven by similar needs and desires, and we're responding to the same environment around us.
Mm.
I mean, look at politics, for example. We're all aware of what's going on, and we feel, you know, some level of whether it's joy about certain things that are happening, or it could be frustration with certain things that are happening. So collectively we start to organize and share similar ideas, and that's when a lot of energy and momentum, you know, comes. So I think in the case you were talking about before, it makes a lot of sense that there's similar sets of ideas coexisting amongst different community groups, even when there's no clear relationship between the two.
Mm. That's kind of like Hollywood launching two of the same films every month.
Yeah, but...
They do need a diversity of ideas.
So how does this work now with IdeaPod? If somebody posts an idea, somebody else says, well, I already had that idea. Is somebody else going to steal it from how does that work? Who owns it? I'm sure this comes up.
Yeah, so the way we think of it is I think about a spectrum between the initial moment of inspiration right through to execution of an idea. And IdeaPod is a public space for you to express the ideas that matter to you and connect with like-minded people. So you may not share in a public space the exact innovation that you may want to patent, but you may share your passion for renewable energy, for example, and different changes that are happening in the world, connect with like-minded people, and then meet up off the platform and then start to do things with it. So, for example, last year, two of our users shared a lot of ideas with each other, had a lot of conversations on artificial intelligence and consciousness. Very passionate. After 6 months, they finally met.
Wait, was this public or just between two people?
All public.
All public. Okay.
Public conversations about the future of artificial intelligence. Will it ever acquire consciousness? Interesting question. Lots of philosophy in there.
Sure.
Finally, they met up in person after 6 months of dialogue and ended up deciding to quit their jobs as a lawyer and computer technician, and they've now built a virtual reality business where they create virtual worlds that help to induce cognitive and emotional shifts in individuals that enter those worlds using the latest cognitive science research.
Wow.
So that's a great example of people that through meeting on IdeaPod and sharing similar kinds of ideas realized that they wanted to get to know each other better and start to do things together. Soon we're going to have private areas on the site, groups, so that like-minded people can collaborate in private to really brainstorm business ideas and things they want to get off the ground. But for now, it's much more inspiration, creativity.
Mm. I'm going to do a quick English translation for the Americans. A patent is a patent.
Oh, you didn't. I was going to, but I'm like, no, because that would be like...
that are still processing.
So. Yeah.
You know, we have two Italians coming after him, and they're them. They're my friends. Don't do that to them. No, thank you for that. How does that make you feel? No, I'm just kidding. I'm so glad to be having this conversation because it's reminding me of, as a life coach, I give ideas out a lot. And the irony of it is it's not to give them an idea per se, but I'm trying to throw out like possibilities that they may not use. But it's like, you know, you could do this, you could do this, you could do this. And somewhere in all of that, when they start to expand their consciousness, they're like, they think, oh, wait, I could do this. And they'll come up with their idea of what they could do, whether it's one of the ones I mentioned or not. So as I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking all those wasted good ideas could go here because I'm not going to do anything with them. You're nodding your head, but we're not on TV yet. So nobody knows what you're doing. It's a very nice head and yeah. It's a great nod.
American translation. That's a yes.
Yeah. I think what I was thinking about when you were saying that was, I think that that's a fundamental part of being human, is to continually share ideas that you feel are important for other people around you. And that's how we start to, you said, shift consciousness, mm-hmm. you know, maybe upgrade our thinking, improve our lives, or back to the analogy of the orchestra from the beginning. Mm. You're saying when the orchestra is really operating well and has a lot of drive and energy in it, it performs a lot better. Mm. So it's the same with us, and we're here to help each other to upgrade our lives, upgrade our thinking, part of being a life coach, to help people really get the most out of themselves. And I think that's what helps drive us a lot. Certainly, I'm sure you've shared many ideas that just it wasn't the right time for someone to act upon it. And right. I think that's the power of our subconscious as well, because probably those ideas have been received by the people that you've been speaking to. And it might be a few years later that there's a behavior change and it starts to lock in. So with IdeaPod,
and they think it's their idea, that just gets me. I should be recording this stuff.
But I guess where did the idea come from when you decided to share it with them?
Yeah, that's true,
too. It came from someone else as well that got transmitted through you. Mm. So really, that's what ideas are. They move from person to person in a very fluid way. Mm. IdeaPod.com, you have a user profile where you express a series of ideas over a period of time. And it could be that an idea expressed a year ago is what gets shared with someone now that has a really big impact.
Mm. Is that your tagline, IdeaPod, where ideas come from?
that's a good one.
That is.
I think it's one of the big questions
that
we've been exploring. You know, building an idea sharing platform, we're building a digital architecture for idea sharing. So the big question is, what is an idea and where does it come from? Mm. I think that just brings up so many different questions as well.
Yeah. Open.
Yeah. You know what also I think of when you were sharing what you shared is that the technology might not have been there a year ago to do what the idea was, right? So it's kind of useless until the technology comes and all of a sudden the technology is there. Oh, wait a minute, now we can, or that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's what is it? An idea whose time has come.
Ah, yes.
I think quite
was
often.
Was that Goethe too?
I can't think who that was, but yeah, that is the thing about ideas. They're very particular to a time and place, to people being ready to receive them and make a change. And that's one of the beauties of using IdeaPod. You can share it when you have it, when you feel it, and it could be that 6 months later someone does something with it.
You know, we're dropping quotes, and there's a quote that or a saying that I've never liked because I don't believe it, but ideas are cheap. And yet you said something earlier, it's like until an investor comes or a business mind or whatever. It's not that the ideas are cheap, but the idea isn't everything. But just like investors aren't everything, if they don't have something to invest in, that's a good idea kind of thing, right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think it's about trivializing ideas and emphasizing execution. I just think that the whole process of moving from ideas to reality, every part of the process is really important. So we do need to have fresh ideas like the orchestra, you know, before we do want to be activized and energized in our lives from the people around us, expressing ideas as best as we can that are best for ourselves, our community, humanity. At the same time, we also need to recognize the importance of grit, determination, and commitment. Mm. In fact, I think something when I look around today and look at what happens with the rise of a mindfulness culture, it's very important and a huge trend and an integration of the East and the West. But something that's very important to emphasize is that of commitment. So we can be very present in the moment, but it's nice to be active in the moment when we're actually working towards creating something that's very important to who we are deep down.
I like that. I've never heard that before. it's important to be present in the moment and active in the moment. Mm. I like that a lot, actually. Thank you for that. You know, that might have been why you came on the show, just so you can give us that. That's a good idea. We need to. Can I quote you on that? That was
it.
Justin Brown, ladies and gentlemen. And he'll be back for a little bit more, another more conversation after this. But if you're liking what we're talking about, you can go to ideapod.com. Or if you go to your iPhone app store, you could download the app where you could also do videos as well as the blogging.
That's right. And okay. If you'd like to go to IdeaPod and react to anything you've been hearing on this show, I'm sure the listeners have amazing insights of their own. Hopefully this is triggering a few different things. Go to IdeaPod, create an idea, whether during the show or after, and use the hashtag LifeChangesShow. Then we can start to collect all of the ideas together, and our listeners can get to know each other as well through the ideas that they're sharing.
What a great idea. Love that. Thank you, Mr. Justin Brown.
That degree that you got is really...
it has served you.
It makes sense. It's all coming clear.
We will be back with a little bit more of Justin Brown after this. And a little later on, music by Simone Cello and Marco Sonzini, all on the Life Changes Show right after this.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We are back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio with our co-host, Mark Lejeur, sitting here with our guest, Justin Brown. Now, Justin is, of course, the co-founder of IdeaPod. We've been talking about that. I should also say that he is a frequent speaker and writer on the topics of business, technology, and global change. His writings appear in Forbes and Inc., and he has spoken publicly at TEDx and New York Ideas. So we're happy to have a few more minutes with you, Justin.
Thank you.
You're like a fun guy and a smart guy at the same time. What a concept.
I'm sure it takes a fun guy and a smart guy to recognize one.
Oh, and that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Can I quote you on that?
Yeah, for sure.
so much good stuff happening here. And I'm curious, is anybody, what happens if somebody says something like, that's a stupid idea? I mean, can somebody do that?
So, yeah, people can do that. And there are very rigorous discussions on IdeaPod. But what's been very distinctive about this platform is that people on IdeaPod are very constructive. Mm. So you don't often... I find that on Facebook and maybe other blogs, it gets a little, you know, like one-liners where people try to shut each other down. We don't have
YouTube
that.
YouTube especially. Yeah.
Oh my God, YouTube is, it's crazy what goes on YouTube.
Name calling, shaming,
I mean. It's amazing.
It's not Peyton, it's Patton. I mean, the crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Rough crowd.
I think with IdeaPod, because people know that when they land on ideapod.com, even in the name, it's about ideas. Mm. That actually conditions people, or you just naturally end up expressing ideas, thoughtful comments, and the discussion is very constructive. So we don't have so much of that. But I think it may be a challenge in the future as this grows and we get a lot more users, like it's happened with many other platforms. So we are looking at different features we can introduce where the creators of ideas get more controls over who can respond, what kinds of responses
nice.
They want.
There's there'll be a forget that idea option.
Oh.
Was it a bad idea?
And the room got silent.
I think it's important to recognize that everyone has ideas to share,
right.
No matter who they are. I think that's what it means to be human. We have ideas. We have an imagination, which we can express some sort of vision of what can happen to ourselves in the future. And that's how we pull the future back towards us, through expressing ideas. Often on talkback radio, if you listen, you know, watch your favorite sports team just play, and you hear people call in that may come across as uneducated and, you know, doing things that are a little bit where you think, oh, maybe they're not the sort of person that would have good ideas. But then when they speak, they have the most complex strategy thought out for their football team about the resources or the new salary caps or whatever the rules of the game are. And you think, my God, that's so strategic, but just expressed in a way that is less I'm doing with the quotation marks, right? Less educated.
Quotes in the air,
And I think it's just important to recognize that everything expressed with that kind of energy and activation has a context in which it can be heard and something can be done with the idea. So we're all about creating an interface that gets the right ideas in front of the right people so that things can happen.
Speaking of getting the right ideas, and thank you for that, the right ideas in front of the right people, let's talk a little bit about another big idea that I just saw a video that you shared about that really is really mapping to a lot of what we're doing with Life Changes in the event space.
Wait, what's the big idea?
Justin's going to tell us.
It's a big idea. It's actually a big big structure. Thanks. So for the first time, we've built a physical installation where it's 13 foot high physical installation. It's huge. It's a blow up installation.
Oh, it's a blow up thing.
Yeah, it's a blow up installation.
That. What is that?
So it's
a big idea.
I saw
it's
something.
It's a really big idea, and so it's a physical installation that is fitted out with iPads and the IdeaPod mobile app, and you walk inside to capture your 40-second video ideas. So we're partnering with a number of festivals and conferences. We've partnered with Aspen Ideas, also TED, a couple of others, and we're going to bring this installation out to the events so that the ideas of conference and festival attendees aren't lost. I think it's one of the big challenges of conferences. We go, we get very inspired, and then we kind of leave and maybe connect with a few people, and that's all very well. But by capturing our video ideas while we're there, we can go back later on, connect with people, find people with like-minded ideas and so on. And Mark and I have been speaking about doing something here with the Life Changes show at some point perhaps where we can bring an installation, capture ideas, bring a live audience. You know, there's just great ideas that we all have, and we were talking about the physical installation.
Absolutely.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. Let's talk more. You don't need me to talk more about it. You're obviously talking about it. So y'all carry on, talk amongst yourselves. I like it a lot. Well, thank you. Yeah. Well, thank you for bringing that up. Thank you for bringing yourself and your ideas and what you're doing here today to the Life Changes show. This has been great.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It's just wonderful to be here. And I mean, the interest that you guys have in IdeaPod, obviously you find it fairly important that an idea sharing platform exists on social media. So to have that kind of reception and to get the opportunity to share a bit of the story of IdeaPod, my own thoughts on idea sharing, is a great privilege. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you. We're looking forward to obviously seeing your idea grow. Or blow up, or however you want it to use the analogy in a good way, and to being even more a part of it in some way. This is very exciting, and look forward to meeting you, Mark, someday, other than just your microphone.
Yeah, next time, can you leave us with a cutout?
Justin Brown, thank you for being with us here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
IdeaPod.com and IdeaPod on iPhone App Store. We'll be right back with my friends Simone Sello and Marco Sonzini in the studio right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to dorothydonahue.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio with co-host Mark Lejeur, and our guest Justin Brown is still here. And we've been joined in the studio by musical excellence. We've got Simone Sello and we've got Marco Sonzini. Simone, I have known for years, and I'm happy to be able to call him a friend. He is a music producer, songwriter, music journalist, and guitarist. He's also known for his work with the Sanremo Music Festival Orchestra. Welcome, Simone Sello, to the show.
Thank you.
We've got Marco Sonzini as well. He's a guitarist and audio engineer, and happy to know him as well. Marco, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
I feel like I'm on the dating game. I don't know why this is the first thing. It's like, and so contestant number one, I don't know, maybe it's all, we were talking about sexy Mark, sexy Justin, we got sexy Simone and sexy Marco. But you don't care about that. You just care if the music's sexy, right, Simone?
Although we don't mind that either.
Look, see, even he shifted a sexy voice.
You know, there's so many things I want to talk to you about, but the theme of the show obviously has been ideas and all that. And I thought, you know, musical ideas also get exchanged or get stolen or feel like they're stolen. Or how you've been at the top echelons of some of the great musicians and great orchestras and all that. Has that come up?
It has, but there is something to say about it, that sometimes a musical idea, very much like other kinds of ideas, can pretty much come to someone's mind and someone else's mind at a similar time. So it's very hard to define a line between which there's something stolen or just a common thread of something.
Mm.
It's not always easy.
Interesting. Interesting. You know, you, especially in Italy, I know how many people are musical in Italy. For both of you, this applies, actually, Simone Sello and Marco Sonzini. But Simone, how did you rise to the top of all of that in Italy? I mean, you're amazing, but did you say, okay, this is what I'm going to do from an early age? Or when did this start to, like, align for you?
Well, by stealing musical ideas.
That's all he does.
Oh, he thought we would be funny. I think I'll be funny too.
Yeah, man. Let's be Italian here.
Oh, that's a brilliant. Okay, and another answer might be.
Well, you know, music is not really something you choose. It or she chooses you instead.
Mm.
And that's a big life change when that happens. So when you have that call, you just go for it and you try to do your very best. I believe that's the only way to do things.
Wow.
That I know of, at least.
And you've been guided that way ever since you were musically inclined?
My father was a guitar player. He doesn't really play anymore, but I remember clearly that just by watching him play and listening him play, I definitely got some mechanics right there, you know, that it made sense to me. So, you know, at some point I had to try to replicate that. And that's how it all started, pretty much. And then, you know, obviously I went through formal studies as well, but never really with the guitar. I started violin and then musical theory and that kind of stuff. But for the guitar, I actually haven't really taken a single guitar lesson.
Oh, really?
Formal one, yeah. Oh. And that's been my living for over 20
really?
Years. Yeah.
I'm looking at the list of musicians that you've worked with. Do they know this? I mean, they don't care because you play like you play.
It's kind amazing. Of don't tell them so. Otherwise, they don't pay me as much.
Man, that's amazing. You know, okay, we won't mention people like Hannah Montana and Vasco Rossi and Warren Cucurullo.
Your name dropper.
Me, they're your names. I mean, man. Warren was what? He was
Duran Duran. Frank
that's right.
Zappa and Missing Persons.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. What a legacy.
A musical genius.
Yeah. Another one. Yeah. So, and actually, speaking of musical people, I have the pleasure of getting to know you through Marco Misinato.
Of course.
Many
our
years ago.
Our common friend and great musician and, you know, pretty much a Renaissance kind of man.
Yeah, Renaissance kind of man indeed. And interestingly enough, somebody else kind of, through somebody else, I got to meet Marco Sonzini. Are we able to say how we met?
Of course. I think so.
Okay, how
is
do we say
secret?
It?
I don't know. You say it.
No, I can't. No, I'm not going to say it. Simone, you say it. You're the...
Well, we have a common friend, a great musician, a great Italian musician. His name is Vasco Rossi. Any Italian who is listening to the show right now will know who he is.
Any Italian.
And yes. Because of the nature of his music, the lyrics are in Italian, of course. And their meaning is so crucial to the success of the music that he's not as well known abroad, but he does come to Los Angeles because of the incredible music legacy that happens in the city, and so he comes here pretty often, and we have worked with him, and you were there when he was there at one of the parties.
I was there, and as you're saying this, I just remembered that I actually met Marco Sonzini and his wife before at another party that I was introduced by Kimber Cabell.
That's correct.
And Lorenzo Grassi and Jasmine Tommaso.
That's right.
You know,
amazing
it's
musicians.
So great that we know all these people. I mean, look how rich our lives are. So Marco, how rich is your life knowing us?
It's insanely rich. You can even tell.
Okay, sorry. I was trying to be as funny as Simone.
Good try.
So you're kind of new here, actually. And
I am.
Yeah.
I moved here 7 years ago. Actually, time does fly.
Yeah, but that's not a really long time.
It's not.
To be getting to where you are, which also is working with some fairly well-known people. I didn't know you worked with Romina Power. That's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, of course, he works with Kevin Bacon and all these other people. And I'm saying, wow, you work with Romina Power, which nobody knows her here. But in Italy, she's another one of those people everybody knows.
Pretty big.
Yeah, that's kind of
Romina
cool.
Power and Albano.
Oh, you work with both of them?
No, not both of them, but
oh, okay.
You know,
yeah.
She's famous.
Yeah, that's
also
how they're famous. But anyway, so, and actually, we're planning on having her on the show, actually, so that'll be interesting. Maybe
that's
you can
awesome.
Come and play then.
That would be amazing.
Oh, that would be amazing. So speaking of amazing, so really, now how amazing is it to know us?
I'm speechless.
No,
we
have to get to some music. So say something quickly. No, how amazing is it that you're an audio engineer and you're
right.
a guitarist and you come here and actually was it through meeting Simone or was it through meeting Saverio Principini that
so Simone is the first guy I've ever met here in LA through another Simone, a common friend, Simone Cohen. Was a producer in Milan.
Simone Cohen? Really? That's a thing? That's like Italian Jewish?
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
That's actually right.
I'm learning something. Okay, go ahead.
And so right after university, basically I moved here and through Simone Cohen, I met Simone Sell. We had our first dinner here in LA.
And that's all you need to do is meet him and be amazing
that
yourself.
That was it. And then through Simone, I met Saverio Principini. He's a great, you know, producer we all work with. And so, yeah.
And through Saverio, you met Vasco, and the rest is history.
That's correct. Through Saverio, I met Vasco working at the Speakeasy Studios.
Yes, that's right. Okay.
Which you have seen.
Which I have had the pleasure of seeing. Yes, that's an amazing.
We're going to have to post the family tree after this.
Yes, how we know. And actually, 6 degrees of separation, right? Or 5 or 4.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah,
so.
6 degrees of, you know, Kevin Bacon.
Actually,
six degrees.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. And you work with?
Right.
Kevin Bacon.
So now you're 2 degrees.
Well, no, I actually met Kevin at the party.
That's right.
So, formerly Kevin McConey. Okay.
So there it is. We've arrived. And speaking of, so what are we going to hear first?
We prepared 2 pieces of music based on the title of your show. So Life Changes. Music is meant to describe changes and to describe moments and situations that are not really easy to define with words or otherwise.
Or better defined by music than words, actually, potentially.
I believe they are, yeah. So this first one is called Twilight Impressions.
Mm.
Twilight is the moment between light and darkness. So that is a change.
Wow.
And we wanted to
define
that.
Now who where did you get this idea? Who wrote it?
Oh, we wrote it together.
You wrote it together?
Jamming with the
actually he stole it from me. That was my idea.
It was your idea.
It was my
You put
idea.
It up on IdeaPod and then Simone
Simone.
And that's how you really met.
Yeah,
okay.
So. That's how we connect.
Here, another success story, Justin, for you.
Who owns the patent?
All right. So Twilight Impression by Simone Cello and Marco Sonzini, and this is both of you on guitar.
Yes,
right.
Yeah. String guitar.
Okay,
classical guitar.
Wonderful. Here live at the Studio NoHo on the Life Changes show. That is so beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow.
Did you see the light?
Yeah, I did.
That's the whole point, man. If you didn't translate that, then, you know.
I saw The Twilight. Yes, I did. And actually, you know what else I saw? I saw the two of you, like as if you both went into, like, we were being funny, we're talking. Just seconds earlier, Marco Zinzoni had said, he stole the idea from me. And then as soon as you both started, you both, like, instantly went into, like, music. It just, like, something comes over you. Or what? How do you describe that? What is that?
Well, music has that power, in my opinion. Hmm. That's a very powerful tool to approach changes, to make things happen, and to switch from one emotion to the other.
Very well said. And actually, speaking of the power that music has, you actually, Simone, have helped many artists find their musical voice or find their sound and help by producing them and all of that. So you still do that. You do that, obviously, all the time, not just play beautifully. So you do that through, is it musicdemoproducer.com?
Correct. Yes, that is, we would call it maybe a consumer-oriented website. Mm-hmm. And it's a website through which people who have musical ideas can actually try to have them professionally arranged, recorded, and performed. And yes, I still like to do that. I obviously spend most of my time working on music for TV or with artists like the ones you have mentioned before. But there's always a very particular degree of satisfaction when you can help someone who wouldn't know where to look otherwise. And that's why we put that site together. That's what we do with that.
Really nice. I wonder if there's a place you could put that where people that have musical ideas could write it up there and then they could contact you, that you can help them develop their musical ideas. Is there a musical component to IdeaPod?
Actually, we have six categories on IdeaPod to organize the ideas, and one of them is called Music Hall.
Ah.
Everything you said before is so true, that we express ourselves in many different ways, and we often get stuck in language and thought and how to express that. But listening to that song before, I think you said it really well, Filippo. There was just this moment of almost transcendence and just connecting to the way it felt deep inside. So the answer is yes, you could use IdeaPod and musicians could meet and really connect in a powerful way.
Nice. Very well said. Thank you. And so musicdemoproducer.com.
Correct.
And then we're also going to post some links where people can hear your music or get your music on SoundCloud.
Yes,
and
we're going to post a SoundCloud link. There's a huge variety of styles in there.
Oh, huge. I was thinking that. Here you were doing this.
Yeah.
And I've heard you do, like, major
electronic
ass rock and roll.
And very heavy rock and
yes,
experimental music. So, we do believe that music is a 360-degree kind of object. And we're not afraid to explore it all.
You know, as our friend Marco Misinato would say in Italian, he'd say, you're a monster on the guitar. So, I bring that up because there's something happening here. So Justin Brown drops out of his PhD and becomes this major sensation in business. And you never even went to school for music. And look at you, a major
sensation. I did go to school for music, actually, but not for guitar.
You're not good guitar. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, and
so I cheated.
Which is kind of the same difference.
Kind of, you know, that's what I'm thinking. And Marco Sonzini, actually, your website is marcosonzini.com. Sonzini is SONZINI.com.
Yep.
All right. So, Marco, what do you have there? You just want people to know how great you are, or what was
pretty
that?
Pretty much. No, jokes aside, it's just a personal website, and basically, I post, you know, pictures in the studio, what's happening in the studio, in our day to day life, basically.
And you are still available for people to work with as a guitarist
and
audio engineer and all that.
Yeah, together with Simone definitely. And also there are a bunch of videos on projects, you know, that have been published, and also there is a section called Marson Audio, which is this company that I have with Severio Principini, where we build audio gear. Oh. So that gets extra geeky.
Oh.
But so that's
like audiophile stuff.
Pretty much.
Yes. Nice. Okay.
So it's audio is like compressors, microphones, and tube microphones, and preamps, and
wow,
everything that then
love
we use
extra
in the
geeky
studio. So that's,
yes,
that's
tubes.
Basically our
tubes
hobby.
All right. So what are we going to hear next?
The next one is called Two Questions. And the reason why it's called Two Questions, it's because its harmonic content is based on two very similar progressions. In fact, it is the same progression, part A and part B, only played in two different keys.
Mm.
And it never really resolves.
Ooh.
Now, because we really like you, we're going to play an ending chord.
You're going
to
resolve
it? Exactly.
This is 55 minutes.
Otherwise, you know, it can get funny.
Two questions and no answer.
Yeah.
And, well, I thought it was like you had a question and he had a question and it became two questions. But
in a way, it is like that. They never really interfere with each other.
Mm.
But one question, two questions. One question, two questions.
That's deep. Yeah. That's deep.
Actually, I should say question number one, question number two. That's kind of how it is.
Okay. And see, like contestant number one, contestant number two. That's what I was thinking.
Back to that.
That's what, all right. So, and again, this is a collaborative effort?
Correct.
Okay. Very cool.
Again, yeah, you can say that, but.
Okay, Marco, don't do it. Don't say it. It wouldn't be prudent. Okay. So here we have the pleasure of hearing Simone Cello on guitar and Marco Sonzini on guitar, a piece that they've written. Two Questions live here in Studio NoHo on the Life Changes Show.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
That's awesome. And Simone Cello, that's awesome. Is that what I said?
You did say awesome.
Like awesome and cinnamon. Awesome. That's
that's really, really good, guys.
That's a good thing. Simone Cello and Marco Sonzini, thank you so much.
No, thank
you. What could I say? That was so beautiful. So, Simone, you could hear, you could actually see a video of Simone on our website, but we'll hopefully also put up a link to YouTube so people can get to your YouTube page and musicdemoproducer.com, and then we'll also have a SoundCloud link. And Marco Sonzini, we have a video of you working with Goethe. Gita. Sorry.
That's right.
Gita Novotny. That's beautiful.
Amazing mezzo-soprano.
Yeah. And you work with so many other amazing people, both of you. Is there anything that I didn't mention that we should mention?
We don't think so.
No?
No.
You have a shout-out you want to give to...
No, you pretty much did your homework.
Oh, you know what? Actually, no. There's so much more I want to say. I actually should say and like to say I've had the pleasure of working with Simone, and your temperament is amazing. You know, I've done some things that were not as great as I could have been or whatever, and he has such a gentle way of encouraging somebody to get to the next level. I mean, you know, actually what you do musically is like what a life coach does. I mean, think of that. That's amazing. I never made the connection.
Okay. But well, that's a very good analogy. I hope, you know, that's the way we do things. Sure.
Yeah. And so it is.
And so it is.
And so with that, Simone Sello, what a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Finally having you in the studio. And Marco Sonzini, it's been a pleasure as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming. And Justin Brown, so great to get to know you. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having
me. Hope to see you again when you're back. And wow, you know what? Actually, for fine musicians like this, I am so glad that we have an engineer like Brent Hahn here at Studio Noho. Thank you, Brent.
Awesome. Thank you, Brent.
Thank you, Brent.
Great job.
So with that, I also thank our program manager, Doug Newsom at BBS Radio. From our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our producer, Mark Leger, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, saying if your life changed even a little bit like ours changed tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.